Let's make a little recap what we learnt, if we can. Last time we learnt, that the Ala Mecha Brocha is made from the five minim. That's Chita, Soira, Wheat, Barley, Kusmin, Spelt, Sheboy Rishul, and Sheboy Rye, and Oats. Any of those things which are made and prepared in a way which requires mazonis, even raw actually, there's no mazonis hardoma. But if you eat them when they're semi-cooked, they've been cooked, the heat of what you call this, then you make mazonis. And after brocha, that will be alamechia. That's what we said for alamechia. Provided obviously have a kazayas, same rules, they have to have a kazayas, we can achieve this pras. Then we had ala gefen, someone drinks a revius of wine, grape juice, even raisin wine actually is also qualified for this. Also, you make ala gefen. That is the same criteria, brought as ala gefen. If a person eats a shear of the minim, which Eretz is praised with, that is olives, dates, grapes, raisins, figs, or pomegranates, any of those, you have a kazayas of those within Kedachidus Pras, you have to make alpha eats. That is the requirement. All other fruits are brought in the forest. People don't realize, actually, if you make ala eights on normal fruits, it's wrong. I mean, the mice of the evidence, it probably yates, sir, but it's wrong to make it, actually. Brought in the forest, instead for all other fruits and vegetables, it's only ala eights, it only says on the minim, which are from air to soil. So we said last time that the broth consists really of a few parts, two distinct parts. The first, let's get a sieve here. So ala mechia consists basically of two main parts. That's the first part. Let's talk about ala mechia. It's the same thing. Ala eight, ala gefen, it's all the same. But the maisa, let's just stick to one thing, cakes. So the first part of the brocha is, you start off with kerem alacha olam, ala mechia alacha kala, and you go all the way through to ki atah Hashem tov mit lakeh v'lecha la'aretz. Yeah, all the way through to there. And you just carry on afterwards, v'ala mechia. And then you got the last bit, baruch atah Hashem. So we said last time, if a person started off ala mechia, and he by mistake thought that he's had some grapes, so he made ala eights. If he made ala eights, that's not really that easy. Let's say if a person had really grapes, but he thought he had ala mechia. Now many people make this mistake because a lot of people eat cakes during a week, so they don't have grapes so much. So he was used to making ala mechia, this person. It means again, he had grapes, and by mistake, he said Al-Hamichi, start of Al-Hamichi. So he went right through Al-Hamichi, Al-Hakon, Al-Hamichi, Kiata Hashem, Tere, Mate, Lakhre, Vilech, Al-Oretz, Al-Hamichi. Here it is. You know what? It's funny. I didn't even have cake now. I had grapes. He goes all the way back to Al. Doesn't start Borach HaTashem, Kamen HaKolim again. He goes to the word Al, and he starts then Al-Eitz, Rapio Eitz, and he carries on right through, all the way through to the end. We'll come to that tomorrow. Yeah, we count a few things that come to that. Yeah, the violet, which we might add one thing. Yeah, so what he does is he makes al hamichya. What? No, he doesn't say the baruch atah Hashem again. He doesn't say baruch atah Hashem again. Melech olam again. He just joins it from alpha eights.
What do
you
mean?
Are you with me?
Yes, ala eights.
Alpha eights. Well, the sod goes right through the whole thing, all the way through to the end, and he finishes off al oretz v'al apiros.
But if you already got to the last Mr. Yemet,
then you got a problem. But you're going to see about that. That's another problem. If a person finished the block already, and you got it wrong.
No,
But you realize before the end of the block. So you should go back to the beginning and start the whole thing again. It's number one. Number two, if a person made a mistake at the end of the bracha, that means this person had grapes, and by mistake thought he had cake. So why was this person, he started with other eights, vapriya eights, everything right. At the end of the bracha, it's not your case yet, at the end of the bracha, he finished off ala oretz vala michya, which is wrong, he's blown it. That's quite right, actually. Quite right. Toker de dibble, you can rectify it. But if you're not rectify it with Toker de dibble, you've lost out altogether. So that's not your case. It's not my performance. The case again, he had grapes. Very typical case, very common cases, actually, yeah? He had grapes, and he thought he had cake, so he made out of mechia, Sorry, he started off with our eights, he started everything right, and he got all the way through to the end, all at our eights, and the last bit, Baruch Atah Hashem, he forgot himself, and he finished off at our eights, which is wrong. In that case there, if you don't win the Torah Kedei Dibur, you've lost it. Now, your case is when a person got the Baruch wrong, he started off with, he had grapes, but he thought he was having cake. He started off at our eights, and carried on, at the end of the Baruch, he realizes that he's supposed to have grapes. If he finishes off Baruch Atah Hashem, Aretz for Apeiros Yitzchak, the ick is the end of the bracha. Yeah. Just by the way, I just want to tell you, I was really not reading today's shiur, but I might as well speak about it while we're on it now. If a person had cake and grapes, so you're meant to include it together. If someone forgot he had cake and grapes, so he started off Aretz for Mechi, he forgot about the grapes. He carries on, and as he finishes, he thinks to himself, you know what, I have grapes as well. Should he finish off now, as well? Now, if he does it, he's yotze b'diem, it's not a chatchila. The mice and the possum say you shouldn't finish off like that. It's better to leave the bracha as is, at least it works for the cake. And then make a new bracha on the grapes. Alright? Okay. Ice cream is brewing in Foshas Moshe. There's no ala mechia and no ala eitz for ice cream. Either is made from grapes. You ever had ice cream from grapes?
No. From grapes are
yeah, but not when it's crushed up. If you crush it up into ice cream. Yeah, you are Moshe, but if the ice cream is crushed up completely, there's no. If you make, let's say you make something called ice cream, great ice cream. I don't know if it exists. But let's say you do, that's not hot eitz. Grape juice ice cream? What?
I make ice pops with
ice pops.
Grape juice in frozen.
Completely grape juice. If it's mixed with water already, it's probably lost its kashrut. It's probably not. It's not like effort anymore. I don't think you're right. I'm just interested in what you're saying. But your ice cream, you put grape juice in. Is it a major ingredient? That's what it might depend on. Life. You've got eggs. You've got a lot of things in ice cream.
Sorry, I've always had this problem. If you have a little bit of wine.
Keep coming to the show, we're going to speak about that sometime.
It's
a good question. We'll come to that. Okay, we'll come to that. Yeah, good question. Can you add in extra things where you haven't got a shear, proper shear? Speak about the wisdom, yeah. Right, the next part of the shear is also very interesting, and that is the person made a mistake. Posha made a mistake. He made the wrong bracha achrona. I'll give you an example. Let's say a person had some bread. We all know after bread you make hoitz. This person didn't do it. What he did was, by mistake, he made ala mechia. Not uncommon, this actually. That means he's had bread, and he had a meal with bread. The mice, he finished off his bread, and he forgot. He thought he was having his own bread. So he made ala mechia.
We haven't heard any.
What? Yeah, we're up. That's where we're up. I'm talking about he had bread. So I'm going to come to your case rather. Yeah, he had bread to start with. But for some reason, he's normally, the whole week, he only has the Mazonian bread. He makes Alamechia. So this guy made a mistake. He thought, bread, but he forgot. He's making Hamaitzio, he forgot. The Meister, he made Alamechia. The Meister, that is no good. So for bread, actually, no brocha is valid. Bone and fosh is no good. No brocha really works for bread. So if you get the wrong after brocha, after a bread meal, you have to repeat benching. Coming to that 1 minute, yeah? You hear what I say, yeah? So case number one is you had a bread meal.
You have to bench.
If you didn't bench, you are not yotze, yeah? No, Moshe, you shouldn't bench. Non-Jew should not bench. The next one, let's try the next one. I've got to order this chart over here. Cake. Someone has cake and he benches them. That's an interesting chart, actually. Someone has some cake and he benches them. Let's find out here on this chart. Now I'm in a doggone. And he makes Birkas HaMazon. So some say there, so he said, Nochem, what's the case over here? He's had cake and he started benching. You forgot. We have Mazonius bread. Mazonius bread is much better, actually. We have Mazonius bread, or cake, whatever it is. And he started benching. Baked food. We're not talking about, pasta and lokshen. I'm talking about baked items. Now, don't forget, it's not so far remote, because if you have enough of baked items, because I'm also a bench, yeah? So here the chiddush is actually that if a person did this, he's yotza with the first bracha. Once he gets hazon sakol, he's been yotza his cake. That's it. End of the story. Let me see what I wrote over here. Yeah?
He doesn't need to go further.
No,
it's not there.
He actually should stop there further. Yeah, he should stop. Yeah. That is with cake. He made, because I'm awesome. Anything else really is no good. So, broken foshes won't help you. So, by mistake, a person has broken foshes. I mean, it can happen. You know, a person's eating and he's had quite a bit of food. Let's say, for example, you have crackers. And egg and salad and soup. The mice at the end makes a bro in the foshers for everything. Then after you realize, I can't have crackers. I've got to have. Mice is no good. It does not work.
The foshers is good.
Bro in the foshers is good because he had it for the rest of the stuff. But if you only had crackers, made bro in the foshers, it's no good. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of broccoli matzola. That is for cakes. Now, what about fruits of the tree? So here, what you have to make, birchas hamazon is no good. Boiling the foshes is right. So if you say, let's say you have fruit of the tree, you have an orange, a peach, a pear, and you made al ha'etz, yeah? Birchas hamazon is no good, Taka, yeah, pay attention. If you made boiling the foshes, that's obviously right. Al ha'etz actually works. But even if someone said al ha'etz on a normal fruit, not to do with shiras ha'minim, the bracha is valid. It's paid. The mice is paid. The mice works. Chazal weren't mistaken it for this, yeah. But if you did it on that, it works. The bracha. That is for payers at eight. Shivas haminim. Now this is an interesting one. Shivas haminim. Birchas hamazon. Does birchas hamazon work for shivas haminim? Yeah. It's not bread.
Of the
thing is that based on the chiddush. So here's the chiddush. Actually, it works just for dates. It works, but no other payers. Tomorrow, I call very zon. They're apparently, I don't know why it's so much, but they satisfy a person very much. They resemble bread in that way. It's very satisfying, and therefore, for tomorrow, if someone had dates and he made by mistake, because I'm Muslim. He is Yotze, very Kiddush actually. Yeah, that's what. But I'm talking about Paris now. I'm not talking about Chitosoira. I'm talking about fruits. Fruits of Shazaminim. I'm talking about olives, grapes, pomegranates. What is it? What else? I missed that. Olives, grapes, pomegranates, figs. Yeah, figs and dates. All those five. That's what I'm talking about now. So, beer that doesn't work. It only works for dates itself. And if someone made a la Geffen, that only works for grapes. Even though it's not juice, but it still works for grapes. What else is there? Pruad Doma. If someone has a fruit of the ground, I don't know what, let's say strawberries, I don't know what, tomatoes, cucumbers, all these things, Pruad Doma. And he makes it after Bracha. So because it wasn't, it's no good. Broiled Foshes is right. Anything else is no good. Alapeus is no good. It's not alapeus. Yeah, but it's a pace of the tree. So it's no good. Taka interest is no good. What about burrowing of foshes? What about foods that need burrowing of foshes? Something which needs a shahakar. That's something which you make shahakar. So birchas hamazon is no good. Burrowing the foshes is the right one. Otherwise, nothing else works. So nothing else substitutes for burrowing the foshes, actually. So if you're over burrowing the foshes for a food, then it doesn't work. Maybe rice might help. Maybe ala michio. But yeah, but that's also an interesting question. If someone says by mistake ala michio on rice, that works. So you've got to be careful, I said. It's not very good. Let's just see which one's the easiest one. Which bracha works the most? Birchas hamazon is really the best, actually. It works for bread, works for cake, and some say it works for wine as well, wine and dates. That's an advantage. That's it. Otherwise, the other ones are very, very restrictive. Most of them are very, very restrictive. So you must be careful. Really, most of them don't work for other food items. That's it. You've got a few exceptions. Ala eights will work for all fruits. That's one exception. But otherwise, you're really quite restricted. Ala geffen will work for grapes as well. But otherwise, more or less, you've got to be... It's not like Bona Foster. Like Shaka works for everything. Bona Foster doesn't work like that. So one has to be aware. I'm saying it's very easy with Mazonis. Mazonis is a different partial year completely. I must say, I asked what's the Rav. Someone told me he's got like a little restaurant, actually. Very interesting what happened. He serves there Mazonis bread in the morning for breakfast. But I don't know why. I don't know why he does this, but he tells them it's bread. So they make hamoich on a bench. So I said to him, I'm not so sure that's right what you're doing. I said to him, you know, it's not really the idea. I said, I'm not sure it's right what you're doing to make hamoitzia because I wasn't on Mazonis bread. Anyway, I found out a fault, because of the Rocha. So he said to me, He said to me, I must tell you the truth. Most of these people are paid to be in the hotel in this room. He said, you know what, when you pay for a meal, normally you enjoy yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I must say, I had it once before. My brother was in one of these places in the summer holidays, and it was too much for him. So I was nearby and said, you know, Shlomi said to me, you know what, you come take my place for last night. Come and take my place. I took my place. There, in the breakfast, is a buffet. I tell you, a buffet, I've never had before. The challenge is that when you're paying for something, you always eat. That's what happens. So he said to me, that these people are paying to be in this hotel. So in Stoma, when they're having their breakfast, there's no shy there that they're having enough Mazonis bread to anyway make hamoitzia, but some wasn't. So interesting story. But otherwise, Stam Mazon, I must tell you, I'm not sure. This is a good shy list, I don't know. Now, if someone has one or two slices of Mazonis bread, should he make a mozen? I mean, but the end works. That's a big shaila. We have to speak about this one. Is Mazonis bread, is it really Mazonis bread to make it not hamotzi? Or is it? It could well be it's hamotzi. So it could be it's not even wrong to say hamotzi on such a thing. But otherwise, one has to be careful in what one says. One should say the right things. I think another very interesting point which came over, I haven't got much clear proof of this. And in the bracha Me'en Sholosh, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one as in Moishi, one as in a little part. And you say, let's say on Shabbos, or it's say, Machar, it's say, the Riyam Shabbos is there. Very good, Moishi. Thank you. That's what you say on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Thank you. Moishi's for me in. Now, the question is, what happens if you missed out? So that's posture. There's no shal about this, actually. The person finished Alam Michia, so he had Kiddush on Shabbos morning, wine and cake, he got everything right, he mentioned cake, he mentioned wine, and he finishes off the bracha, whatever it is, I'll get for him, and he says, oh gosh, I can't believe it, he says, I forgot to say, does he have to go back? The answer, he doesn't. That's clear, he does not have to go back, because this, you know, it's not like bread. A bread meal on Shabbat and Yom Tov, you have to eat the first two meals, certainly, yeah? So if you missed it out, let's say, you have to go back. Cake and wine, you don't have to have on what you call it, you don't have to have it, and therefore you're not going to go back. My shayla was, what happens if someone gets up to Katar, Shem Tov, Meit Lakov, and he says, oh, I forgot to say what say. He said Hashem's name already. Should he go back? You hear my question?
Yeah.
You hear my issue?
Yeah.
You hear the question?
Yeah.
So,
why did you wait?
What?
Why did you wait and then go back?
What?
Why don't you wait and then go back? Why don't you wait and then go back?
But you can't do that, Moshi. You can't wait too long now. You can't wait. He wants to know what to do now. So now, Shad is, what should you do? Now, this I actually found in Machlokes, believe it or not. The Eliyahu Rabba says, one is not chosen. Once you said Hashem's name, that means that's possible. You said, Kiatzor, and you realize, of course you go back. What? Sure, then you guys go back. The Shai after you said Hashem's name. So the Eliyahu Rabba says that you do not go back. Yeah? Once the Eliyahu Rabba says you're not chosen, however, the Mana Modcha and the Kavachayim, they both say you do go back. And they bring a rabbi. I must say, Kavachayim is a rabbi. I don't understand this right. He brings a rabbi from the Chanukah. If someone forgot to say Alanissim.
But you only go back before you finish the bracha. Once you finish the bracha, then you
no, share. Definitely not. Yeah, definitely not. Once you say Hashem's name in the bracha, you can't go back. They bring a raya from Hilchas Chanukah. I don't understand this raya. The raya is in Hilchas Chanukah. If someone missed Alanissim, he said, Malkulam Yisparag, Yisrael Mochala Chaim Yidukhazer, he says Hashem's name now. Okay, Yishor Seinu. Even so, the Shulchan will be passed when you go back. So they play a raya from there. That even saying Hashem's name is not a problem.
So the women don't need to go back and say
Alanissim? Not the women. The women are okay. But we're talking about the men here, Moshi. So the Kwamis the men. So let me go back. Now that rye, I don't understand. That's for Kale. That's not Mamish Hashem's name. I don't really understand that. Well, the rye is. I'm talking about when you say Hashem's name, Mamish. Now I can't remember. As far as I know, if in benching on Hanukkah or Purim, a person forgot to say Al-Nisim, he said, well, Hashem, 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 but he did not finish the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, I think you do go back. Now there you said Hashem's name. I'm going to check it up for this, and even so you go back. So it looks like Hashem's name, you could still go back for it. And therefore, if you say, Kiyata Hashem Toim, you still go back, as long as you've not finished off Baruch Atah Hashem.
And here,
there's no help, Baruch Hashem, and then you can keep on. No, you don't say Baruch. If you're talking about which is not Baruch to go back for, you don't say Baruch Hashem. All right, but it's like, stop there. All right.